These readings from the Acts of the Apostles are always timely and relevant for us as we consider our gospel mandate to go out and proclaim the gospel, preach the good news of Jesus Christ, and especially as we go out into a culture that can be misunderstanding and at times even hostile. When Paul and his companions are going forth to preach to the Gentiles, they're doing a new thing. They're preaching the gospel in a culture from scratch. How do you start a church from scratch? People who had never even heard or been associated with the Jewish scriptures. Frequently there were misunderstandings, and occasionally there would be tragedy as well. The episode we hear of today, I've always found kind of funny and kind of an amusing little story, where they go out and proclaim the gospel to this group of Greek philosophers, and they mistake them for being the Greek gods. They think Paul is the god Hermes and his associate Zeus, and it's always kind of a funny episode to me, thinking that they're these Greek gods. It doesn't end up quite so funny, as eventually they drive him, both of them, out of town. But it shows the challenge, but also the opportunity of proclaiming the gospel in a different culture than our own. Just yesterday, Pope Francis canonized 10 new saints, holy men and women, and they, I think, represent something of the Acts of the Apostles that gets carried on even up until our very day. Among the group of the 10 men and women who were canonized, one was from India, was born a Hindu Brahmin, that is a holy man or priest in the Hindu religion, converted to the Christian faith and ended up being martyred for his faith. Another was a Dutch Carmelite and theologian, actually a philosophy professor who stood up to the Nazi regime and ended up giving his life at Dachau concentration camp. And probably the most well-known one yesterday was the blessed Charles de Foucault, now St. Charles de Foucault. St. Charles de Foucault was born in France to a wealthy family. Very early on in his life, he became something of a seeker and agnostic, joined the military, and ended up traveling with the military to Algeria, where he became very curious with the Muslims and Islamic faith that he found there, and kind of followed them for a little bit. Eventually, his search led him to profess his faith in Jesus Christ, give his entire life over to him. Here's a little quote from him at that time. He says, "Our entire existence, our whole being must shout the gospel from the rooftops. Our entire person must breathe Jesus. All our actions, our whole life must cry out that we belong to Jesus, reflect a gospel way of living. Our whole being must be a living proclamation, a reflection of Jesus." And so when God discovered him, he gave his entire life, his whole being and existence over. This led to a pretty dramatic conversion in his life. He joined a Trappist monastery and lived in the Holy Land for some time, was a gardener in Nazareth with the Trappist order. He found the Lord calling him to a different way of life. In fact, the Lord calling him back to Algeria to be a peaceful witness of the gospel in the midst of Islamic culture among a people known as the Tuareg people in Algeria. Unfortunately, he was really killed by mistake by a band of kind of marauders coming through during the First World War. But that happened because while many people were leaving the land, he lived among the people who were too poor to leave their homelands. And so they stayed, and Blessed Charles, St. Charles, stayed with them. And he gave his life among a people who didn't even come to believe what he was witnessing to them. He gave his life for them and with them, just as Jesus does when he comes to dwell with us and among his beloved children in the world, even those who may end up rejecting or not coming to faith in him. St. Charles is probably best known for composing his beautiful prayer, and I'd like to conclude with that, which was actually coming from a reflection that he once wrote, meditating on the words of Jesus from the cross in his own words. You've probably heard this prayer before. It's called the Prayer of Abandonment. And I think it's a reflection for us that wherever we're called to go to proclaim the name of Christ, we're always called to abandon our whole lives over to him. Father, I abandon myself into your hands. Do with me what you will. Whatever you may do, I thank you. I am ready for all. I accept all. Let only your will be done in me and in all your creatures. I wish no more than this, O Lord. Into your hands I commend my soul. I offer it to you with all the love of my heart. For I love you, Lord, and so need to give myself, to surrender myself into your hands without reserve and with boundless confidence, for you are my Father. Amen.